four and a half minutes past 10 o'clock. Got another 56 minutes of blues taking you to the top of the hour when Mike Johnson comes in with Destination Out. I got an email from Mike from Howell, Michigan. He's doing some solo camping on the north branch of the Ausable River near Lovells, Michigan. And he's enjoying some of the rare tracks I'm spinning tonight. He asked me to spin Bo Diddley's Roadrunner. I almost brought that with me tonight, and I don't find it in the WCMU record library, so I'll bring it with me next week. And he also asked another great tune, Long White Cadillac, the tribute song to Hank Williams done by the Blasters. I'm going to have to look that one up and see if I have that at home as well. Sorry about that. I appreciate you taking the time to drop me a line, by the way. And I also heard from Keith in Saginaw saying he and Debbie are enjoying an evening around the fire with our girls and great music on the radio. And one more, Paul from Newberry, who I had the chance to meet with, he and his wife, and have a cup of coffee with them near Newberry earlier last month. And he said his granddaughter Shannon, who was attending Alma College, was walking across campus last week, and she says, "Oh my God, there's a Juke Joint t-shirt." And she was happy to know this is the show that her grandpa listens to on Sunday nights. I do appreciate that. Nice to hear from you, Paul. Enjoy your Labor Day holiday. Although it sounds like he's involved in the closing of the bridge. Well, he's not directly involved with that, but he's patrolling, checking out the traffic conditions, and it could be epic backups tomorrow because the bridge will be closed for 6 hours as pedestrians and runners cross the bridge unimpeded by any car and truck traffic. If you're doing that, enjoy it, the uniqueness of it. It's a beautiful bridge, 5 miles long across the Straits of Mackinac. Well, I saw Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen at a club on Melrose in West Hollywood back in the 1970s, and they had this great tune called Hot Rod Lincoln. Well, Bill Kirchen was the guitarist in the Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, and he left the group, and he's out on his own. Sometimes he calls his band Too Much Fun. I've seen some CDs issued under that name. Well, here he is on a CD called Hot Rod Lincoln Live, and he did this at the Wheatland Festival back 2 years ago, did a great version of it, and it's about Hot Rod Lincoln, of course, and he mentions all the traffic on the road, passing him on the road. Here's Bill Kirchen.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drink it if you won't quit driving that old Hot Rod Lincoln." Setting the pace. Stories chew, I'm here to say, cause I was driving that Model A. It had a Model A body, made it look like a pup. Lincoln motor that was really souped up. Had 8 cylinders, used them all. With overdrive, it just won't stop. 4 Lincoln gears and a dual exhaust. Had a 4-barrel carb, you could really get lost. Safety tubes, I ain't scared. The brakes are good and the tire's fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The stars were shining bright. I was climbing up the Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, in the wing of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed me by, and a remark was made, "That's a car for me." But then the taillight was all you could see. Now Johnny ripped me for being behind, so I said, "Hey, I'll make my licking on the line." Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, shoved it down into overdrive. I wound it up to 110, and I twisted the speedometer off the end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, there ain't no more. Well, Jack here figured I lost my sense. He said the telephone poles look like a picket fence. Slow down, I see spots and lines in the road, just like dots. So I took a corner side, twice the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. The fenders were clicking, the guardrail post. The guy behind me was white as a ghost. I started to gain in that Cadillac. And I knew I could catch and thought I could pass. But you know by then I'd be low on gas. Flame was shooting from out of the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. And I said, boys, I got a license to fly. The caddy pulled over, let me by. Big old white Freightliner pulled over, let me by. Taxi cab, VW buses full of hippies, everybody pull over. Johnny Cash, he pulled over, let me by. Dwayne Eddy pulled over with all the rebel rousers.
Four. a sudden a rod started knocking it down in the dip. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. There was a red light blinking. The cops was after a hot rod. They arrested me, they threw me in jail. They called my pappy to go my bail. And he said, son, gonna drive me to drink if you won't quit driving that hot rod liquor. When I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one thing Mama said. Daddy sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home. Instead of roaming around the country that away. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I'm watching it fly by me on the right. There's a cute little honey I'm dying to see in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling on south tonight. Right here on the highways of this land, I'm gonna write my name in this diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke. Try to beat this pace I'm setting anytime they can. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I'm watching it fly by me on the right. That cute little honey I'm dying to see in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling on south tonight. The docks of old L.A. Gotta head up the old Pacific shore, swing north and head to Baltimore, or someplace about 3,000 miles away. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit of different light. That cute little honey I'm dying to see in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling on south tonight. Yes, I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling on south tonight.
We heard a couple of tracks from Bill Kirchen, guitarist and singer on that. Hot Rod Lincoln Live is the name of the release. It's on the late High Tone label. I'm not sure what happened to High Tone, but they went out of business, and I think they sold their stock or sold their catalog, and it hasn't been reissued very much since they sold it a few years back. But I love this label. Great roots music label, with including a whole lot of blues and rockabilly and country music as well. From Bill Kirchen, we heard Hot Rod Lincoln Live, and we also followed it with a truck driving song by him, Looking at the World Through a Windshield. That fits in nicely with our show tonight, dealing with being out on the highway and driving cars and trucks and whatever. I just heard from George, actually a little while ago, heard from George in Rochester Hills. He said he's got the bonfire roaring, he's got the juke joint on the box, no work tomorrow, so life is good. He's requesting some Freddie King, but I'm going to have to bring that with me next week. I've got a whole bunch of car songs that I'm not even going to have a chance to spin, so I'll bring that with me next week. I also heard from Keith in Millington. listening to the show tonight. I appreciate him taking the time. And I also heard from Marty, who is sitting around the campfire in Flushing, Michigan, with an adult beverage and a good cigar, listening to the Juke Joint as usual on Sunday. I do appreciate that, Marty. Nice to hear from each and every one of you who dropped me. It took the time to drop me a line. I like knowing you're out there listening, and it sounds like quite a few people are enjoying being around the bonfire with their radio. Robert Barclay here at the Juke Joint, 20 minutes, just about 21 minutes past 10 o'clock, and let's head back down to Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to hear some rockabilly from Warren Smith here in just a moment, but first, from the same recording studio, Chester Burnett, the Howlin' Wolf. Let's turn to another Howlin' Wolf tune dealing with the highway, and we're going to listen to a song from the early 1950s called Riding in the Moonlight.
Baby, can you ride with Daddy tonight? Oh, baby, can you ride with Daddy tonight? I want you to ride with Daddy, honey, while the moon is shining bright. Tonight, I want you to ride with me, honey, while the moon is shining bright.
I've been gone.
A long, tall man with a red coat on.
Good for nothing, baby, you've been doing me wrong.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Who's been playing around with you?
A real cool cat with eyes of blue.
Trifling, baby, are you?
Who's been fooling around?
Cadillac and a black mustache. You held your hand and you sang you a song.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Who's been playing around with you?
A real cool cat with eyes of blue.
Trifling, baby, are you been true?
Who's been fooling around with you? Who's been fooling around with you?
Somebody saw you at the break of day, a dining and a dancing in the cabaret. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Who you been loving since I've been gone? That was Warren Smith. One of my favorite songs, favorite recordings to come out of Sam Phillips' Memphis Recording Service, where many of the Sun recordings were made. And that was a tune from 1957, A Red Cadillac and a Black Mustache. Warren Smith was from just south of Memphis on the Mississippi Delta in Yazoo City. In front of that, we heard from Chester Burnett, the Howlin' Wolf from West Point, Mississippi, but he got his recording career started when he was in his early 40s, recording at Sam Phillips Memphis Recording Service, and we heard one of those early tunes titled Riding in the Moonlight. I hope you're enjoying these highway songs and songs about automobiles and that sort of thing. I haven't had a great time spinning this music, had a great time choosing it, and I want to thank my pal David Ginsberg for helping me choose some selections for tonight's broadcast. Well, here's an unusual one. This one came from David Ginsberg as well. He suggested this, and it came out on the Groove label in the 1950s, and that was about the time that police were using radar to detect how fast you were going. Well, this song was done by a man who recorded it under the name of Mr. Bear with his band, the Bearcats. And it's a song titled Radar.
I was driving along the new highway. I was zigging and zagging and speeding away. Then I heard that whistle blow, and I pull up to the side of the road. The cop said, "Man, you're doing 105. I'm surprised that you are still alive." I said, "Man, how you know I was going that fast? I only pulled over to let you pass." He said, "We don't have to be near your car. You see, now we've got
radar.
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 Radar. Man, that's something, that radar." Saturday night I was at Joe's bar, buying drinks for a dog with a new Jaguar. Just then my wife come busting through the door yelling, "No, no more. You better be saving your cash for me, or you gonna be charged with a legal fee." "Woman, how you know I was at Joe's? I left you at the picture show." She says, "Man, I always know just where you are. You see, now I've got
radar.
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 Radar. Man, that show is something, that radar." We'll be right back. a few weeks later, I was out with my chick. Man, I was just living up and getting my kicks. Suddenly she yelled, "No, no, there's something I got to let you know. No more loving, that's my advice. I just found out you got a wife. Woman, tell me, how you know I got a spouse? You ain't never been to my house." She says, "Baby, I don't have to be near or far. You see, now I've got
radar.
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 Man, that radar, that must be something, that radar. Now, one of my wives saw me.
Babe, help me when I'm on. Well, I feel so lonesome. Baby, help me when I'm on. I've been driving my dad for mama for you since I've been gone. No spark, more than a bag of these got to have my battery charge, 35, please. Please don't do me wrong. We've been driving down the floor, my mouth. Ooh, since I've been gone. She got to go.
store, I hit the number 444. I got a mojo, I don't you know. I'm all dressed up and no place to go. I got women to the left of me, I got women to the right of me, I got pretty women all around me, but I ain't got you.
Billy Boy Arnold, reviving a song that I think Jimmy Reed did that originally back during the 1950s or 60s, and it was titled, I Ain't Got You, and I love the opening line, I got an Eldorado Cadillac with a spare tire on the back, I got a charge account at Goldblatt's. I always wondered what Goldblatt's was until I was driving through the south side of Chicago on my way to the Chicago Blues Fest years ago, and I saw a store called Goldblatt's. I went, there you go. There's the answer to my question about what is Goldblatt's. And Billy Boy Arnold from his CD Eldorado Cadillac on the Alligator label from 1995. Prior to that, we heard Johnny Shines, a student and traveling companion of the great Robert Johnson in the mid-1930s. 30 years later, in the mid-1960s, he plugged in his electric guitar and did his version of Robert Johnson's Dynaflow Blues, and Johnny Shines did a great version on Chicago, the Blues Today. Or rather, he did a great version of Robert Johnson's Terraplane Blues, and he called it the Dynaflow Blues. And we got things underway with Mr. Bear and the Bearcats on a song about radar. I've got a few more cartoons I want to get, some automobile tunes I want to get to, but first let's return to the man who the centennial of his birth was just a few weeks ago in August, John Lee Hooker from Detroit, Clarksdale, Mississippi, actually, but he got his blues career launched in Detroit in 1948. And let's listen to a couple of tunes from a CD that was issued on the VJ label, the newly revived VJ label. It's called Whiskey and Women, John Lee Hooker's Finest. And most of the recordings on this collection, let's see, there are 16 tracks. Most of them were issued on the VJ label during the 1950s and early 1960s. And we're going to open up with a 1959 recording of a song he did many versions of it, including late in his life with Bonnie Raitt. But this is an 1959 version of I'm in the Mood.
I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood for love. I said, night time is the right time to be with the one you love. You know when night come, baby, God knows you so far away. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood for love. Yes, my mama told me to leave that gal alone. But my mama didn't know, God knows, gal was putting down. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood, babe. Mood for love. I'm in the mood.
That was John Lee Hooker from 1961 on a tune titled I'm Going Upstairs. Prior to that, we heard him on a tune titled I'm in the Mood. I'm going to keep John Lee Hooker's memory alive here at the Juke Joint for the next few months. I'm enjoying celebrating his 100th birthday. I just heard from, I got several notes from John in Saginaw, who said he enjoyed the piano work we heard earlier. He also enjoyed the Bill Kirchen. He said that was also, he did that song on American Roots earlier in the evening. That was a different version, but very similar. He also enjoyed the Jerry Lee on the piano, Jerry Lee Lewis. And he said his whole family is rocking out to the Juke Joint up at East Twin Lake. I think that's near Lewiston. And he said he and his daughter traveled on Route 66 years ago and had a great time. And who else did I hear from? I guess that was the extent of it for this evening. Let's turn to a couple of more tunes dealing with the road and dealing with cars. Here is Janis Joplin, recorded in 1970.
I'd like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord! Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz. My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. Dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car that'll eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a Continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air conditioning. I want automatic heat. I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Get that car and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. I want 4 carburetors and 2 straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote.
Chuck Berry recording for Chess Records in Chicago in 1956, No Money Down. And in front of that, we heard Mercedes Benz by Janis Joplin. I got time just barely to play this one last song about cars. This one was recorded by Albert Collins back in 1980, and he's talking about Old Man Winter and dealing with his car, and he uses his electric guitar as the sound effects for trying to crank up his car. ¶¶
And the welding was awfully bad. Last winter I was in Chicago, and the welding was awfully bad. Let's say I was stuck in Chi-Town for the worst winter they ever had. Now, I'm gonna go on out here and see if I can get this truck started right quick.
These old shoes ain't ready for the winter.
Oh, I'm about to fall and break my neck in a minute, baby. See if I can get this key in this door here. I know it done locked and done froze up on me. Lock him on, act right. It's already half toe up anyhow. Yeah, I got it now. I'm gonna get in here and try to crank this old thing and patch the accelerator a little bit. Almost got it. About to accelerate a little bit more. It's cold. That wind just whistling out there. Oh, that sure was cold weather out here. Get frostbite out here. Try it one more time. Snow. And I can handle the rain. I said, I don't mind a little snow. And I can handle the rain. I don't mind being cold, but this winter, man, it's sure insane. Let me go down here to this old gas station. I think I can get me somebody to hock on down the street here by the block. See if I can get somebody to give me a boost off here, get my battery charged. Man, this stuff is in a mess here. I'm gonna fall, break my neck. Well, get on by, man. I'm gonna get out your way. I'm in the street. I'm trying to walk here. Y'all running these damn trucks and cars and going on. Well, come on by, man. Oh, man, the station is unclosed. Now the gas station was closed, and the snow was 8 feet tall. Now the gas station is closed,
and the snow was 8 feet tall. The telephone cable was down, and you couldn't even make a call. You couldn't go out for groceries. Nobody would deliver to you. I said you couldn't go out for groceries. Nobody would deliver to you. In a bad situation like that, what in the hell y'all what I'm supposed to do? Yeah, it's tough one, I tell you. I'll go back out here one more time, see if I can get this thing started right here. Old Barry might be done build up. I might get it started now. Try it. I'm about to fall, man. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna rough here in Chicago. I'm gonna get on back across that desert, Los Angeles or somewhere, Florida somewhere. If I can get out of here, I know I'm snowed in. Try to crank that damn thing one more time. I think I can get it cracked. I hope so. Let me see if I can get it cracked. Pat the accelerator a little bit. Might get it started, yeah. Oh, yes. I got that thing together now, boy. She's kicking now.
Very cool. Albert Collins got his car started in the winter in Chicago.
Baby, don't go yet. It's only a quarter to 12.
That's about it for the Juke Joint. Had a great time spinning the blues for you on Sunday night. And if you're driving home tomorrow on Labor Day, leave some extra time and be sure to have a designated driver if you've been drinking. And I'll see you in this spot next Sunday night for another 3 hours of the blues at the Juke Joint. And until then, this is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.